Today on the podcast, we have the pleasure of being joined by Lindsay Rosenthal, who is, of course, a LinkedIn celebrity. You probably all already know her. She is the founder of Cred Marketing, and she has a podcast called Chat AI, which is fantastic because this is the AI chat podcast. I feel like the names are similar enough. We just had to, get on an episode and talk about what you're doing and what you're seeing in the space. Kicking this off, well, first off, welcome to the show today.
Pleasure being here. Thanks so much, Jaden.
What I'd love to kick this off is like asking you a little bit, maybe you can tell us a little bit about what Cred Marketing is, what you do there, and then let's talk about how you kind of got into it.
Yeah, Cred Marketing, it's basically LinkedIn as a service, especially more particularly video content on LinkedIn as a service. This is like the biggest opportunity right now across social media is video content coming to LinkedIn. There was an announcement about a week or two ago that they now just came out with the video tab on the LinkedIn mobile app. It's pushing video content like crazy. And so I've been delivering and helping companies create video content on LinkedIn now for some time.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
And now the LinkedIn platform is coming to benefit everyone posting video on there. So that's what I do.
Super, super cool. Okay, so this is how I found you, because you're showing up in my feed now talking about AI news and different things. So talk to me. I mean, you have this amazing marketing company, amazing services. How did you get into the AI side of it? I mean, I know you have like an AI related podcast and you talk about AI news and stuff. Is it specifically AI you focus on? Do you have other focus areas, and how did you kind of get into that?
Yeah, well, I started a podcast back in 2022, and it was more like finance technology. And we all know good old ChatGPT came out November 2022. Using it November 2022 and was like, I think me and everyone else in the world was like, this is incredible technology. This is changing the game. We all had those like jaw drop moments. I experienced that myself very quickly after that, turned it into Chat AI, had the podcast, and then basically brought Chat AI locally to LinkedIn. And so now I host episodes with people across LinkedIn on LinkedIn with my Chat AI podcast. I don't even have it as much outside of LinkedIn. But yeah, I've just since November 2022 knew that this is technology that was going to just kind of change the game for every industry. Every business have integrated. We can talk about more integrated into my own business. I use it, small team, been able to kind of scale out marketing efforts to hundreds of thousands of views a week across LinkedIn. As a small team, I feel like that is all because of the power of AI. And I think many people have that same testimony to be able to kind of scale their companies using AI. So yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And I think whether you're like a solopreneur or you're a small business owner or you work in a Fortune 500 company, like you see all of the benefits that AI gives you, like you can scale things so much bigger, faster, etc. Talk to me about what you're kind of working on. I mean, so you even with your own content, yeah, how are you currently using AI in there? What does your AI workflows look like? How is it kind of speeding up what you're doing? Obviously, you started like relatively recently and been able to scale up to like a huge kind of audience on the platform. And, you say you use a lot of AI tools. So tell us a little bit about what that looks like.
Yeah, under the hood. Yeah, so I think I use AI about every step of the way when it comes to ideation, when it comes to actually creating the content. I'll break it down a bit more. But basically, like, let's say I'm working with a client. The first step is just kind of coming up with pillars. Like, for one, what is your business about? And for two, what is the content that's going to serve your business? And we use AI just to even like brainstorm the best pillars to talk about through content. So that's like step one. And then from there, being able to now come up with the topics that are within each pillar is the next step. And then we hop on, film the videos, and then afterwards, being able to use different AI video editing tools, Descript is my favorite. I swear by it. I think I spend more time on Descript than I spend sleeping every day.
Really?
Yeah. And then from there, after you have the video, obviously LinkedIn still has heavy text content. So then being able to use like the straight up transcripts from Descript to turn it into text posts that goes alongside the video content. So being able to like scale an agency that's creating a whole bunch of video content. And all video content is kind of paired with text content as well, and being able to use AI every step of the way, mostly ChatGPT, heavy into GPT creation. We could talk more about that. Then also using AI to like video edit as well has been like a huge thing. There is like stuff coming up in the news about more like AI actually generating the video, which will be interesting. I'm sure you've talked all about that here on the podcast, but just kind of being able to break down whatever company it is. So let's say, for example, I have a marketing company, but whatever company you have, being able to break down your task into very like small little details and saying, where can I use AI tools? What tools are there available? And how can I use AI to basically cut down the time by 50% or more on each task is kind of how I've guided companies to start integrating into their own workflow. I think it's kind of the way to go.
100%. Okay, so you talked about Descript. I'd be so curious. I feel like I've downloaded this before. I tried using it for something and it didn't work for whatever my use case was, and I like moved on. I feel like this happens probably for a lot of people with a lot of different AI tools, right? You kind of like have one thing you want to use it for. If it doesn't do it perfect, you move on and forget about it. So, I mean, I'm so curious. Of course, I know all of these technologies are changing a ton, so I'm always down to go back and test something out. What are you using Descript for? And like, what's it working for you?
Oh my gosh. I like Descript is like my number one go-to tool. Like, I am not paid by them. I'm not learning. Now I talk to talk about Descript, I feel like I should reach out to the team. But basically, it's so like it's my go-to tool. So I like create so much video content for me and myself. I'm creating like 10, 20 videos a day. Like so many videos.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
I've so many videos.
That's insane. Okay, wait. You have to tell me about that for a second. So you create 10 videos a day. Now, are these like 5-minute clips for like tick or for like a podcast on LinkedIn, or are these like TikToks?
Like short videos. So basically, like what I usually do, like one of the things I do for companies is like a founder, for example, they don't have time. Founders are so busy and they're scaling companies. Like the last, and everyone is telling founders, if you're not creating video content right now, you are going to fall behind. You are losing out. Video content is the wave. Have you seen TikTok? Have you seen this thing? And they're all like, that's great, but like I have to build a company. Like I have to build things. I have to like lead companies. I have to talk to investors. I don't have time to build video. And so what I do is I come up with all the content, like all the ideas, kind of like the questions, the bullet points for questions, send it off to them. So all they have to do once a month is hop on an hour call. So we have an hour call and we just film a bunch of videos, and we have like, you know, 12 to 15 that we do. So you hop off the call and I have this like chunky hour of really rich content, but it's an hour, you know, that's a lot of like,
are you like on a call with them, like asking them the question, or do they just like go through your stuff and just like talk about it?
No. So we kind of got it through, because at the end of the day, like I create video content every single day. So I know like the best practices of video content, short video content, like the hook is everything.
Okay, like, so when you say you create 10 a day, this is including ones you're doing for clients, or is it personal? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. For clients too, not just myself. I don't create 10 videos myself a day. That would be a little bit.
That's what I thought. I was like, holy smokes. Okay, that makes sense.
So your podcast, Jaden, you're like creating 10 podcasts a day. You're like,
I've done it before. Yeah, I've done 10 a day. It depends. Sometimes when there's a lot going on, you got to go crazy. I got to get better at it. But okay, so you're creating all this content, 10 videos a day. You go over to Descript, and what's it doing for you?
It's super easy. All you have to do is, let's say we're in Riverside right now. You download it from Riverside. You upload it to Descript. Okay, I have a finance degree. I don't have a video editing degree, you know? And so you upload the Descript. So you upload the video into Descript, and it's amazing. There is your video on one side, your timeline, and all the text from the video. So it transcribes the video automatically. And all you have to do is edit the video as if it's like a text document, because you have your hour talking back and forth. And so let's say a topic about, you know, the way that AI is coming in and impacting jobs. And they have this like really great like hook that I like helped them kind of create. AI is taking every single job in the world. Obviously not, we could talk about that. You kind of grab that section and be able to like pull it out and make a short video out of that. And it's super easy to do within Descript because you're editing the transcripts as if it's a text document. And then you can grab little paragraphs basically as out of the text document and turn those small paragraphs into short videos.
I was going to say is I love this like style of editing where like, yeah, for people that have done traditional video editing, you know, you have like a timeline, you got to clip it. It's kind of tricky. And then now we're starting to see kind of these new AI integrated tools where it's like, yeah, it's literally with the text. So you're just like, look at grabbing that snippet of the text document and grabs the video. How good is Descript at that? Do you ever like grab a piece of text and it's like, it only got like half of a word or something? Cause I feel like I've seen that on other software.
Yeah, not really. Like, obviously, so another amazing feature that Descript has too is you have a button. You can click one button and it takes out all of the ums and ahs.
Nice.
And there's another button that takes out every single moment of like kind of like white space of like not talking. And so it keeps the content like really quick and to the point and all the extra words. And then yes, before I go and like export the videos, I wash them through to make sure there isn't any like cutoff of words because it's pretty fantastic. But at the end of the day, like tech tools are to come alongside us to help us to get from like 0 to 1. And then yes, we take it from like 1 to 2 or wherever and from there, but it does a lot of it.
Yeah, 100%. And I actually, this is a big thing. So like I'm in the process of hiring a video editor for my own podcast. Shout out to anyone interested, send me your resume in an email. But one thing that I have noticed is like, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, you don't need a video editor. Like AI does everything for you. Okay, well, first off, I also don't personally want to do that. So even if it did, I'd want someone to like manage it. But second off, I think AI is incredible in a lot of these AI tools to like get you your first rough draft and your first start. It can get you so far down the path that it just speeds up the whole process, but definitely doesn't do everything today. Have you tried something like Opus Pro by chance?
See, my whole thoughts around this is that the world is not going to be taken over by AI.
Yeah.
But the company or employee that's using AI will take over. And so for Opus Pro, for example, so I'm creating content for like founders and CEOs of companies.
Yeah.
They need content, but they need content still done well. They're not posting like thousands of videos a day onto their page that are just like random clips. For example, or some like one of these like faceless YouTubes that like take just basically a really hit podcast between like Lex Fridman and Sam Altman, and they throw it into Opus, and Opus creates some 57 clips and
yeah.
2 seconds, and they post that to a faceless YouTube channel, which generates a lot of views, and then they can, you know, sell ad space on there or something. So
right.
Opus Pro is not a bad tool for that use case. But it just really comes down to what level of human in the loop do you still want through your processes when it comes to marketing or whatever you're using AI for. And at this point, AI is not perfect. And so if you're going to have something that's like a little bit more higher level importance, like posting a video to a founder's LinkedIn page, I think having still AI tools, which AI tools kind of cuts down costs when it comes to like marketing efforts, but still having a human in the loop, but they're making sure A, the words are great, B, it's not well, C, it's like showing their kind of like leadership in the process. Yeah. Humans are kind of still within that whole process of video creation, but AI really just helps so much.
Yeah, 100%. No, I think you absolutely nailed that. This was my verdict. So my experiment that I tried a few months ago was I had like a virtual assistant take all my podcast episodes, throw them into Opus, grab them, schedule them out. I think I had them scheduled on like Twitter and I don't know, a bunch of different platforms. And they were just like, yeah, auto posting like probably like 5 of these things a day. And like the views were not great on them. And I kind of was like, eventually like turned it off. I mean, it was kind of a fun experiment, but it was like at the end of the day, pure AI wasn't high enough quality. And my conclusion was like, it can get you pretty far, a lot of these AI tools, but you need a human in the loop for now. Maybe this changes, but today you need a human in the loop to like take them, curate them, make sure it's like the message you want, maybe edit a little bit better, change a couple things about it. Like you just need like a lot of that personal touch. And I think I think it makes a big difference. So then I tried that, where it was like more me just like editing the videos, and like, yeah, they would get thousands of views. And I was like, it was like annoying, to be honest, that that was the like the outcome, because I wanted it to be automated.
For sure, for sure. And I think it kind of comes into the idea of like, there are really like best practices with short form video. I mentioned like the hook, the first couple seconds of the video is everything. Like if it's boring at the beginning, if it's just like the middle of a podcast, sometimes it's not as interesting and hook the attention of the viewer, and they'll just like keep scrolling. Like attention spans are at an all time low. If it's not interesting at the beginning, then no one's sticking around. So I think that's a big thing. And then having it be a full thought, but yet still around that minute mark, if not shorter, like that's another important thing. And like playing with the aspect ratios. And so some of these things, like aspect ratio, for example, like AI could do, but it doesn't, sometimes the AI isn't the one like creating the best short form video practices that's going to allow the content to actually do well across platform.
100%. So one thing I'd be curious about is how you help your clients with that. So you specifically mentioned like how the hook is important, how the full thought is important. And I think this is something that's really tricky with these tools, is like, we're trying to make it really low effort, right? So it's like, we just want to, like me, I just want to upload a full podcast episode and have it find me the clips. Well, the reality of it is, like, if I was to give it a 1 hour long podcast or a 10 minute long podcast, the odds that there's like a 1 minute clip in there with like an amazing hook and then like the full thought out thought, and it was like all in 1 minute and it's like perfect, it's kind of low. So I feel like maybe what you're doing is increasing the odds. So tell us a little bit about, like, I guess, how does that work for you?
Yeah. So for what I do for some people, like some people I come in and do the whole stack, like the thought process and hopping the call and editing. But some people like want to have a little bit more of a hands-on approach to it. Maybe they want to have a little bit lower cost. They want to figure out how to do it themselves. They want to do it in-house, which is like all the right thing to do. It's like whatever kind of fits to you. And so, for example, someone that wants to do more like learn the tools, like learn how to fish and go fish for themselves, like that's awesome. And so we're able to kind of come in maybe first, maybe just do some ideation around what do you want to talk about that's going to serve your business. And so maybe just chatting about that. And then like hopping on, like doing a quick demo of Descript, showing them Descript, and then giving them like some tools on how to actually use ChatGPT to have some like solid content from the Descript transcript. That's not a big thing too. Like when it comes to like content on LinkedIn, like there's a specific type of content that does well, like information that's like straight to the point, information that's like not too long, like, you know, shorter sentences. Like there's content that does particularly well on LinkedIn, and so helping them do the best practices of that too. And also how like I use ChatGPT, like I've gone to a point where I can like prompt ChatGPT well enough that I can give it like the script, a prompt, and have it spit out like a draft that only needs like 5 minutes of editing, is kind of like where I've gone to the point. And the help having like being able to teach that to clients too has been something that's been really helpful for them. And so I think at this point, just being able to like kind of come in and give them as much as they need. The prompts. Yeah.
Love that. Do you use like Claude or Perplexity or anything like that? Or are you pretty much like ChatGPT for all this?
So I have two tools that I use. And it kind of depends. So I have ChatGPT. I use ChatGPT pretty heavily for their GPTs. I think their GPTs are one of the most powerful tools that are out there today to get like a certain task done.
Mm-hmm.
Soon we'll be moving into the whole idea of AI agents. And I think that is something I'm really have my eyes on closely. I think I'm really excited for, because we're no longer just going to have AI do one task really well, but we're going to be able to move a little bit closer down the road towards AGI with, like, I think AI agents is kind of a step in there where we can have not just one task done well, but a handful of tasks. There's a couple companies I'm excited about with that one I could talk about. But on the other hand, I think the other tool that I use very heavily now, actually through my like content creation, is you.com. That one right there is one that I've just like posted about all the time now, because I think it's actually really good. It is the most powerful tool that I use, especially for the research mode. The research mode is incredible. So like whenever topic you're thinking of, whether it's like research for content creation, research for a business presentation, you just ask it and it creates like a full research paper, like an intro, the research, the follow-up, and then like 50 links to resources, including where like each part of it was given a link to, where it found it across the web. So if I want to do any more that's like in-depth research, I go to U.com first. And then maybe some more like GPT work, I always go to ChatGPT. So I kind of like balance the two of those. I don't use Perplexity. I don't ever really use Gemini unless I want to use it maybe for some like YouTube stuff. Okay. With really good access to YouTube. But that's pretty much
it. Yeah, that's super cool. You know, Connor and I recently had the CEO of U.com on our podcast, and he showed us a demo of what they're doing. I hadn't really used it a ton before that, but was pretty blown away. So yeah, and it's similar to kind of like a lot of stuff that's happened with Perplexity. But yeah, I think some of these tools are amazing. I'd be curious, based off of, you know, what you're working on, what you're seeing, what is one thing, what's one misconception that people have about AI and marketing, maybe AI and video, that you would like to clear up for them? What's one thing you think people are getting wrong that they should probably change?
Yeah, I think the thing I said earlier is that AI won't take over marketing. But teams, marketing agencies that use AI will steamroll teams that don't. So I think it's this whole idea that I feel like some people feel not very empowered when it comes to AI because they haven't used the tools, they haven't been around with it. And so it's kind of AI is kind of a thing that's a little scary in their minds. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't be scary. It's actually pretty easy to go start playing around ChatGPT, understanding it. And then kind of moving from like scared to like empowerment, that if you start to grow with the tools, understand the tools, then you won't be steamrolled through this whole like AI crazy innovation right now. And I think that's actually quite empowering to people. If they start to understand the tools and use them, they grow with the tools and they won't be out of jobs. And I think that's been a big message I've given to my generation and Gen Z, is that everyone's in school right now. Some professors are like, if you even look at ChatGPT, you're failing the class. And I think there's been kind of a widespread take on how AI is supposed to be used across education. But I think it's time that we kind of come in, empower students, empower educators to start using these tools, because this is like the next generation that's really going to set up, you know, the rest of humanity and like the way we like kind of do work. And so starting to use these tools, start to be empowered by these tools and kind of grow with them. Because anyone that's like kind of coming in to an entry-level marketing position, there won't be entry-level marketing positions unless you can like show your like AI proficiency during the hiring process. So
100%. Yeah, that is fantastic. Lindsay, it has been amazing having you on the podcast, sharing your insights. How can people find you if they're interested in trying, using, you know, cred marketing, finding out more about what you're working on?
Yeah, definitely all over LinkedIn. So if you look up Lindsay Rosenthal on LinkedIn, can't miss me. I post videos there every single day about AI, video creation on LinkedIn, Gen Z. So I'm there. Reach out. I'm always around.
Amazing. Thanks so much for coming on the show today. To those that are listening, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to rate us wherever you get your podcasts. And I hope that you have an amazing rest of your day.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Jen.